Welcome to the How to Be Interesting mini course. Henry Ranga here with Steve Elvinga. Yeah.
And hopefully, as
with our blue shirts, our matching blue shirts.
Hopefully, as we present this, we are interesting.
That's why we have blue shirts on, just to sort of start in the right clothing.
Yeah, I thought we were going to wear the red ones. That's why I wore the blue one.
I don't know.
So, why, Henry? Why? What do you think,
you know, before we get into how to do it, why should we do it? What's the point? What are some of the benefits of being interesting? Well, one benefit is just for your own personal enjoyment of life. You, apart from ministry, apart from anything, just when you're interesting, when you grow, I've seen you're happier.
Yeah. It's more fun.
It is more fun to be interesting than not interesting.
Yes. I think it also it helps you connect with people. People want to be around people that are interesting.
Yes.
It helps you develop friendships, partnerships. It helps, you know, in a marriage. You know, sometimes I see husband and wife, they go out to eat and they sit there. And they have nothing to say to each other because, you know, they know each other. There's nothing new under the sun for them. And there they sit.
Right.
And they have nothing interesting to say to one another. So it's sort of the glue that helps relationships grow.
Ministry. I think a benefit to ministry is to be interesting. Sermons that are not interesting and many times considered boring are hard to listen to.
Right. So you want to be an influence in this world.
In ministry in the world.
With anything. And if no one's listening to you because you're making a presentation, I remember when I first thought about becoming a minister, you know, this was my thought. I thought, okay, ministers have a lot of good things to say. I believed in Christianity.
Right.
I believe it was the truth. I believed, you know, that this is what the world needs. But I thought, but half of them don't know how to say it in a way that people can listen to it. So you have all this truth, but what good is it if no one's listening to it? So being interesting makes people pay attention and they actually get what you're trying to say.
Right. I think being interesting, too, allows you to listen to people better.
Okay.
Because, you know, in a sense, people just start talking, but if you're, there's an active listening, and you can actively listen sort of like, or you can, with a curious mind, actively listen.
Right, like you could be listening to someone boring, but if you said to yourself, I'm going to listen to you so strongly that I'm going to find the interesting thing in your boring message.
Yes.
Or people, you know, you get to know someone, they seem like an ordinary person. But if you ask enough questions to reveal something inside, you'll be surprised at how interesting boring people can
actually be. You can open people up to be interesting by your interesting listening.
That's
pretty crazy.
Right.
There's a lot of benefits.
Okay, so what's the first, let's look at the first way to try to be more interesting.
So this is about this. Know interesting things, Proverbs 18, verse 15. An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks wisdom. That's that last point, the ear, an interesting listener.
Right. So the more you know about the world around you, the more you have to share.
Right.
And people are curious about things that they don't know. And, you know, when people sit together and talk, it's like one topic sort of leads to another topic. In other words, it's not a logical presentation about anything. It's just you start talking about this, and they're talking about a fire, and then you end up talking about wood, and then you end up talking about a tree, and then you end up talking about building a house. And it goes all over the place. So if you have a lot of interesting knowledge in your toolbox, then when a topic comes up, that sparks a thought for you, and now you can be a contributing person to the group talk.
Right.
That makes connection with people fun.
Well, and the more you research and you have a curious mind, the more confident you are to share what
right.
you've learned.
Yes.
If you don't really acquire knowledge and you really get into it, yeah. it's hard to speak up because somebody will ask you a question. You know, if you know nothing, like you're taking right. courses, these mini courses or regular courses at Christian Leaders Institute in college and right. all of that, that is expanding your knowledge in areas about Christianity and ministry that will help you become more interesting.
Right. It, you know, in the communication class that I did for Christian Leaders Institute, one of my suggestions was that if you're going to communicate something, you're going to give a speech or you're going to give a talk or a sermon, if you start with stuff that you know,
right.
you're going to have your best chance at doing well.
Right.
Because when you start talking about the things you know, like someone starts explaining what they do for work, all of a sudden they're animated because this is they're confident about it.
Right.
And so that's what knowledge does for you. I'm sure many of you experienced that as you've taken some classes, perhaps, at Christian Leaders Institute. You're taking this class, and all of a sudden, if a topic related to that comes up, you are eager
right.
to say something.
But like you're about. Eager.
Yeah. It's like, you know, someone has to hold you back from contributing to the conversation. If you're feeling not confident and you're not sure about what you know, then you sit back and you don't dare enter
right.
the fray.
Right. Well, it's interesting. This course is on being interesting, and I know that you and I have read 30, 40 books about this actual subject or related books related to the subject because we like the subject. We've read books on the subject. Some of the books have come in some of the classes at Christian Leaders Institute. We've been on trips. Hey, I'm reading this book right now that's talking about, you know, how to be more curious, how to learn, how to grow, how to smile, how to be likable, all of those things.
Right.
For what purpose? Ultimately, we understand it is to glorify God,
right.
to live the life He's called us to live with purpose and meaning and impact. Happiness for ourselves and our families, all of those things.
Right.
But we're confident in this class, and we look forward to doing this class because we know that we've journeyed in the acquiring of knowledge
right.
on these subjects.
Yeah, in some ways, if you want to be interesting, you have to be interested.
Yes.
You have to be interested in things in order to be interesting. It doesn't just happen.
Right.
So acquiring knowledge, learning, growing, studying, reading, experiencing, all these things are going to help you become more interesting.
So you go to someone's house and you have no idea what they do. So last Saturday, I went to someone's house and this person is into woody plants. Okay. Now, I could, you know, you've seen one woody plant, you've seen them all. Okay, that's one answer.
Yeah, I don't even know what a woody plant is.
Right. Okay. So a woody plant is like a rose.
So why is it called woody?
Well, because the stems have like wood to them.
Okay.
Okay.
So they're more substantial.
They're perennials, but they're more substantial, and they come back every year.
Right. Which is what perennial means.
Right. Okay. Well, perennial means come back, but the woody is a stem.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of interesting woody plants out there. I had no idea about.
Yeah.
So at first we were with this group. We had a little dinner thing. So the head of the home who has this woody plant garden says, hey, would you like to take a tour? So, you know, at first we're all like, we're all hungry. We're going to take a tour now. Rain might be coming. But it was very interesting. Everybody at that tour exhibited the interesting acquiring of knowledge,
right.
including myself.
Right.
And I lost my feeling of hunger.
Right.
I learned interesting stuff about how, like in woody plant garden, it's like a community. And, you know, he talked about, like, some woody plants have free will. I thought, they have free will? It's like, so he points up there. He points up over there's this tree, and they have these climbing, plants. And he said, so when you plant them there, half of them won't climb no matter what you do. So what you do is you nail them to the tree, you let go of the nail, they don't fall down. So he says, what you have to do is prune those up because they will never learn to climb a tree.
You got to be kidding me. These are climbing plants.
Right. But they will never learn how to climb a tree. So
right.
I have a new metaphor.
Right. Some of you have children that just will not climb that tree no matter
right,
what you
exactly.
do.
You can start applying. What I've learned in the garden of wooding plants
right.
was all kinds of metaphors.
Or, you know, like if you're a pastor in a church and you're trying to make certain people be more evangelistic, they're just not the ones that are going to climb the tree.
No.
So just find some others that actually are bent that way.
Well, I said to my raised man, I said, Dale. So why is these plants climbing those plants? They're exactly the same. They're next to each other. And Dale says, you're the theologian. You figure that out. You know, but we just got to come out. You know, and
right,
I think
right.
there's so much interesting material
yes.
if you have an inquiring mind.
Right. So acquiring mind, learning the knowledge, but then a real creative, interesting mind that applies it now.
Right.
Right, that sees, I mean, what makes things interesting a lot of times is the connection between two things.
Right.
So you have, you know, your story of this woody plant thing, but then as you start thinking about how that applies to relationships, now it's getting really interesting.
Right. So this one lady says, I went over there to smell a rose, and I noticed that rose had no smell, but it was absolutely no scent, but beautiful. And then I went over there, and there was a rose that didn't look so good, just filled with scent. How come? And Dale said, well, because what the beautiful rose, they don't need to look, they don't need to do much, and the bees and the flies come over there. But the one that's not so beautiful has to smell more to draw them in. And I'm like, wow! So we got like this, we got like lazy climbing plants, we've
yeah.
got like, it's like the high school
yes.
all in a woody plant garden.
Right, right.
It is because we started asking questions.
Right. Right.
That we started to find out, and then we started getting metaphors.
Right.
Metaphors.
All right, so knowledge was one way, and we're going to look at some others.
Okay, very good.